You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There's a new hand at the helm of the University Musical Society. That's the independent nonprofit arts organization affiliated with the University of Michigan. That new hand is Matthew Van Biesen. He stepped down as president of the New York Philharmonic to become only the seventh president in the 138-year history of the UMS. Matthew Van Biesen, it is a pleasure to welcome a fellow former French horn player to Stateside.
Oh my gosh, Cynthia, thanks so much. We're everywhere, aren't we?
We are. You know, I can still remember the importance of embouchure, even though it was many years since I've played. But when I saw that you were a French horn player, I said, I know I like him already. What kind of rep does the UMS have outside of Ann Arbor or outside of Michigan?
Well, I think, I mean, in some ways, this is, I think, going to be part of our charge going forward. But I will say to you that the outpouring of support from artists and administrators that I've known, especially in the classical music world these last several years, people calling me up and saying, that is so terrific that you're going to UMS. It really is one of the great series in America. They do what they do incredibly well. Of course, the story that I love to tell is my great colleague and friend Wynton Marsalis, who of course is no stranger to this place, has come here many, many years. I called Wynton the night before the announcement and I said, hey, Wynton, here's what's going on. I'm stepping down from the Philharmonic and I'm going to go to be Ken Fisher's successor at UMS in Ann Arbor. And he was so excited and he said, that is really the best arts job in America. And he said, you know, what makes UMS really special is not just what they have on stage, but what they do off stage. So how they engage students, how they engage the community. He talked a lot about his own personal knowledge and experience with UMS over the years, not just in Ann Arbor, but across Southeast Michigan. And it really helped validate that decision. So I couldn't be happier to be here. It's a wonderful place. We've been welcomed incredibly.
So as you settled in these early months of your new job, what's your vision? What's your goal for yourself?
So I think, you know, look, there's no question, you know, Ken and the team here at UMS and really the whole community that's helped support UMS to become what it is now have done such a spectacular job. So, you know, there's sort of a first do no harm sort of mentality.
Yes.
You know, we really are one of the great presenters and we will always treasure our role, you know, to be one of those great arts presenters. But I am interested in us thinking slightly more broadly, because I do believe that we have the power at UMS to convene. I think we have the power to pull people together to collaborate. I think we have hopefully a greater role in the region and maybe throughout the state. And I would love for us to be even more dynamic in terms of how we collaborate with other institutions nationally and even internationally. And then you start to think about, well, what does that all mean? Where does that go?
And what does that look like?
And I'm excited because I think, you know, part of the reason that I'm here today to talk to you points in that direction in terms of what role do the arts have in society going forward? What are we really here to do? Yes, we're here to present great artistic work and to inspire people and to move people. Mm-hmm. But I do believe we're actually here to make the world a better place, if that doesn't sound too idealistic. And I think we're here to help spark and help dialogue move forward around, you know, sometimes some very difficult issues.
So it's the idea that reaching out to people who might look at UMS and think it's the icing on the cake, but you really want to be part of the essential conversations and the essential issues that we're facing.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the arts, the historical knock on the arts, if you will, is that, you know, we're too precious, that we're, you know, we've put ourselves in the ivory tower and we don't like engaging with people, you know, in a real way around societal or substantive issues. And I actually believe that our role is exactly that, that it is actually to, yes, to present great performing arts, but to do it in a very mindful way and to do it in a way that says we are part of the fabric of the community in direct and indirect ways.
And to that point, we're going to talk now about what you're going to be doing starting with the new year, and that is kicking off with a 3-week theater festival called No Safety Net. Tell us about this.
So No Safety Net is, you know, a theater festival, if you will, over 3 weeks. There are four titles, which we can talk a little bit about today. But I actually think it's a bigger idea for UMS. It's a new direction, programming with an intentionality, as is kind of the buzzword right now in the performing arts, around really saying we're not just here to present great artistic work. And we're not necessarily here with a political point of view or even a societal point of view, but we're here to present work that's socially relevant, that's socially conscious, and to do it in a thoughtful way that helps engage people on multiple levels around the work, and to not have any, be too prescriptive about what we want people to take away, but we want them to have an engaging, interesting, hopefully an amazing experience.
And with new artists, certainly with what we're going to be seeing here, there's certainly much room for the classics and long beloved artists. But we're talking about some very push the envelope kind of work. So why don't you tell us about these four productions?
The first title is called Underground Railroad Game. It deals with some very thorny issues around race and racial relations and even romantic interactions on the racial front. We have a Belgian theater company called Bronx Theater coming in and presenting a work called Us Them. And this work actually deals with terrorism and in specifically the Beslan School massacre. And it actually is seen from the point of view of children and how children react and are sometimes treated around the psychological aspects and effects of terrorism and how they're affected. It will be very, very thought-provoking, I think.
And this was the school, was it not, that was held by the Chechen
separatists? This was the school, right, where
separatists.
I believe 300 people were actually killed. I mean, it was a terrible, terrible tragedy. And then we shift gears completely, and the performance artist Becca Blackwell is coming to do a piece called They, Themselves, and Schmirm, which is about their journey to help realize who they are. From a gender standpoint.
They is Becca's chosen pronoun,
right.
Yes.
They is Becca's chosen pronoun, okay. And incredibly dynamic, funny, compelling. To hear that story, I think, will be really amazing.
That is especially very topical, especially in this state,
absolutely.
In this nation at this
and
time with LGBT issues,
with the transgender edicts that have been brewing in Washington. I don't think we realized how topical this piece might be. We knew it would be great. We knew it would be compelling. We knew that we wanted to get Becca here. The final title is very, very hard to define. It's by a Scottish performance artist named F.K. Alexander, and it's called I Could Go On Singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And it's really a performance art theater piece. And she collaborates with a noise band, and in a very personal, kind of compelling way, people can come up to the front of the performance, and she holds people's hands one at a time and sings Somewhere Over the Rainbow to them. And it's done in this sort of soundscape that is really amazing. Kind of unsettling at first, and yet you start to acclimate over time, and you hear sort of threads of sampling of the final performance that Judy Garland gave, not the one from The Wizard of Oz, which everyone knows, but the sort of one of her final performances, and it's this really lush sort of big band, but it's woven into this very interesting sort of soundscape. And I saw this piece very recently at the Edinburgh Fringe, and it is incredibly moving in terms of the connection, and it really emanates from FK's own personal journey with addiction and overcoming, her own addictive behaviors, if you will, on a number of fronts. And she's incredibly compelling and interesting, and it was really fascinating to see people react to this work.
In fact, we should note the tickets to all there's the performances, and then there's a whole array of other events, aren't there? Conversations and panel discussions and that. So you've really built in a very, very busy 3 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, just to kick off immediately, we have a Penny Stamps speaker series with Claudia Rankine and P. Carl. Their talk will be called Theater Matters, Activism, Imagination, and Citizenship. And, this is where we're going with this. We really believe that the arts have something to say. And I think theater, to my mind, really is the medium, the arts medium that can respond most quickly to what's happening around them. I would say that some of the other performing arts are, dare we say, a little slower in terms of adapting work. Someone decides they want to write an opera on a topical subject and, 8 years later, The opera finally happens. And that's not to say that that's a bad thing. It's simply the, you know, the gestation period of a work like that. But I love the theater community and how nimble they are.
Well, you can get all kinds of information about the No Safety Net program. There's a pass with all four titles that's available, plus all the other offerings that the University Musical Society will be putting together at ums.org. And enjoy settling into Michigan, and it'll be great talking with you going forward as the UMS offers lots of interesting and groundbreaking programming. Matthew Van Biesen, the new president of the University Musical Society, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Cynthia. It's great to meet you.